Shinun Ches, we did Sif Ches. We didn't do Mishabura yet. So Mishabura, Sif Katanun Vav. So if a person made Mechitas on top of the, he raised the height. The raising the height of the walls, which already were 10 tefachim, doesn't add anything as far as the karfa. The karfa is not any more mukav because of that. Okay. The ground was very soft. And the wall sunk into the ground until the original wall did not have ten tefachim anymore. Okay, so now the new wall on top, even though the new wall is not a full ten tefachim, but if the new wall on top is in conjunction with the remainder of the old wall, now makes it 10 tefachim high. So that's called, it wasn't Mukav Adira, and he made it Mukav Adira. Because we saw already that the wall under 10 is not considered a hekev. And he added this new hekev, the shape Dira. Yeah. So that's good enough. That's why Yoram, that now becomes Mukav through this, the new mechitzas at the top. So the same dear mitchilasim. So now it comes out that this might take a period of time, 6 months, a year, whatever it is. But these walls were made the same dear. But they weren't effective until now, because they were not necessary. So now they've finally accomplished the goal that the person had made. But he didn't lose the status of being, these mechitzas were made to be makif the same dira. Okay. But if you have a tail, which is 10 tefachim high, and now he enclosed the top of the tail to be able to do to make usage of the top. I feel also, so even if he puts it immediately, so he puts it, in other words, the actual tail is greater than base, much greater than base aside, and how he now goes and builds a wall on half of the tail, set back from the edge. So that's obviously going to work. The chiddush over here is even if he's putting the new wall, the wall he's building now, right by the edge. So halachically, the edge is considered a wall. So he doesn't need it's halachically mukav from the fact that it's raised on the tail. So we just said, if you put a mechitza on top of a mechitza, it doesn't work. So here you put a mechitza on top of a mechitza, and we're going to say that it works. If he distanced it at least 3 tefachim, so it's not part of that same wall, it's a new wall. It's like making an inner wall, which we had before. So that it works.
Distance it, you mean in the tail?
He moved it in away from the edge 3 tefachim, right? So that's a kavul karmer. But even if he put all swasa, it still works. Without these walls, the tail is already 10 tefachim high. Therefore, that's considered that it's mukav. We can't show over here it works. The kiman the eno door the mata by mik. But he's living up above, not down below. The enclosure that gives him the feeling of enclosure is the only upper ones. So that's even though halakhically they're not necessary, but practically they're very necessary. So that's also called being makav the dirah, but tazonos l'mahana lebalmiri k'nesayim b'sharei. He's being darbal yomis.
Do we say that in other cases also? So I had a fatik suras at Pesach, which wasn't makav the dirah, and now I build a real fence over there. That's small to me. That's a fence.
So the Reish Lakish presents it, the difference is Al Yonis and Tatonis. Mm. I'm not living where those mechitzas are. Even though the mechitzas are there, I'm not living where they are. Mm. So the place I'm living, there were no mechitzas yet.
Even though they were halach mechitzas, because we say vidasek.
Right. But the ikir mokum of those mechitzas, which are the kudasek, I'm not living in them. Mm. Right. Barber mechitzas. He's living in the Arba Mechitzas, which he did now. You can make one wall, one side, and then that's sufficient. Because there are mechitzas, Kiyosav Gimel, I feel always a mechitza lobein and shiyasen al panei kumrakorech batel. Akim shalos baruch eser maat yosu the shem dira sagi kili abasifav. And the truth is, I can make more than, if it's more than 10 amas long, that'll be sufficient to say that I've made it. It's the equivalent of making a wall inside of a wall, which you said works. There it works because you're moving it closer in three tefachim. We said over there, one wall, which is more than 10 amas long, is sufficient. It's the same idea over here. Okay, so now we're holding in Siftes. Siftes is an important sif over here. Karfif Yosef Mishasayim Shuhukav Adira. So you have this karfif, which is more than base of Sayim, so it's Hukav Adira, so it's you're allowed to carry in it. But not the Ruba Ilonis. No, instead of planting trees. Thereby, as we're taking away the ability to use it for the Tashmisha. And now it's basically more for orchard purposes than it is for living purposes. And growing things is not considered a Tashmish of Dira. I feel enam nutuyim shura shuras. So if he plants them in rows, in between the rows, he's able to do all the tashmisha. But here, he didn't even plant them in rows. They're totally haphazard and random. So it's impossible to do anything else over there. So the chara, the planting of the trees, was about the madira. Say enam about the madira. That's not called the mice, since a person can go into a place where there's an orchard, he sits under the trees, he gets shade, he it's not a hafkoah on the concept of deer. But if you planted grains on rive of the area, Hazar Mavata Madira. So the Zohar Mavata the Dira, this is not a Malkum Dira anymore, because the majority of it is a place where people don't go, because while it's growing, you can't really do anything while the grain is growing. It would damage the grain growing. So it's Mavata the same Dira. And now you have an area which is greater than Beis Hasayim, which is not Hukka Fadira. Okay. Now, I feel Ein Behem Elis Hasayim, even though the area of the Zeroyim was Hasayim, so theoretically the area of the Zeroyim on its own, if you had had an enclosure of the area of the just the Zeroyim itself, even though it's not Hukum Hashem Dira, but since it's less than basis, it's base of Sayim or less, you can carry it. So it comes out that the place where the Zeroyim itself is not theoretically a problematic area. But it doesn't help, because since the total area is more than basis of Sayim, the Zeroyim are Roiv of the area. So the whole thing was the area of three based on. And this is, you know, one and slightly less than two. So it's the Roiv. So Roiv of the area is not the same Dira. So then you cannot carry anywhere in the whole thing. Nizu Miut. If, however, the area which is planted is not the roif, imein ba'elus hasayin mutter. So if on its own it's not too large, so it doesn't affect. On its own it's not a problem. Out of the greater area which is there, it's a miyut, so it doesn't affect the rest of the area as well. So everything is fine, mutter. If, however, even though it's a miyut, but if it's in this one enclosure, there's an area which is more than beis hasayin, which is not hukav l'dira. So now it's usur. It's going to be a problem. You cannot carry anywhere in the enclosure, even in the roiv, which was the shem dira, because you have an enclosure. These mechitzas are enclosing an area which is not hukav l'shem dira, because it's more than beis hasayim of an area where you don't use for dira, because there's grains growing there. There's you have the stalks there. So that's about the shame heck of the shame dira from the whole thing. So you can see why the issue of a carpet in a city theoretically should be a very significant point. So you enclose a very large area of the city, so the area of the carpet in the city, you include some farmland. It's actually in the Baltimore area. When you build a city Erev, one of the issues which you have in building a city Erev is, you know, you try and make it as much as possible real mechitzas. So one of the things you can't build real walls, but you have sometimes have these walls, the sound barrier walls which they put around your interstates and stuff like that. So if your community has such an option, you can count that as one of your walls. So in Baltimore, they use the 695 sound barrier from going from Reisterstown Road till
Park Heights
to Green Spring, etc. The problem is, when you go over there, there's a section where there's farms.
A section of what?
There's farms there. So you'll have, during some times of the year, these farms have sometimes of the year they're fallow. There's nothing there. And sometimes of the year, so you'll notice that they originally wanted to go out there, and they built Suras HaPesach along Old Court Road to exclude the farms which are north. The farms are north of Old Court. There's no farm south of it. But those farms area are excluded. So when the grain is standing, that area is clearly the Suras HaPesach running along Old Court Road on the north side excludes it. You're driving from Green Spring to Park Heights on Old Court Road. On your right side, you'll see that there are Suras HaPesach along the way, which excluded. And the time when that's not standing, really theoretically they don't need it. They could use the Beltway wall. But when it's standing, you have this thin over here. This would be about the whole area because of the carpet which is in there. So this sip is a very important sip. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on it.
I'm confused. I thought the area of the cause has to be l'shem dira. So here is this part, which part of the year is not l'shem dira. So really, it's not l'shem dira.
So the Beer Loch asked the question. We're going to get that. The Beer Loch asked your question. It's a very good question. Okay. So if it's trees, so trees do not function as bitl of dira, because if the majority of it, or even all of it, is planted as trees, it's still okay. Even if you didn't plant them shurishuras, elamurabim, but you plant them randomly. And while there, the many inchid and toya ilonus bechaseris kadeli histoif betzilon. So the fact that you have trees there does not undermine the concept of the shame. There, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to enjoy the shade. I'm going to sit down, and relax, etc. So here we see there's a broad definition. You said the whole thing was planted as trees, so your whole dira is just going in there and relaxing in the shade. You can't really do too many of your normal trees all over the place in a random way, we're saying that's not a problem. So that's a valid usage. That's why you understand when you're talking about the idea of a golf course, you're talking about the idea of these type of things, they're not a problem, even though nobody lives there. But these are teshmishim of a person for relaxation, recreation, etc. So that's valid. Okay? And we'll see more examples, you know, later on, water, different things, etc. Now, but Habrazorim and Violet Madeira, the Bizarroinim, places which are growing the grain, Loy Dari and sheep, people will not live. You can't really go there. Probably Gino, that's the case of a Gino, which we said before was Osir. Therefore, even the area which is not planted, you cannot carry. The Botale, the Gabi Rubai, Chizrua Kulei Domi. So, in this scenario, that the majority was planted with grains. So it's no longer a place of dira, it's a place where you're growing things. So that even the area which is not planted, you cannot carry in. Then we added that even if the Zroyim only have Sasayim, so they themselves are not larger than Sasayim, and they themselves are not problematic theoretically. The place which is planted is only Sasayim. The whole area is larger than Sasayim. So it needs to be hooked up with the same Dira. And the majority of it is planted, but the whole area was not that large. It was three, the size of three base saw. So the majority of it is planted, and that itself is only Sasayim. Still a problem. We could have argued, listen, the area which is planted, which I'm going to use, is I'm going to use. The area which is planted, the area which is not planted, I'm going to use. The shame deer. The area which is planted is only based on Sasayim. So, like, what's the problem? No, we don't say that. We say that since it's the majority of the area, so it undermines the status of hukum deer for the whole thing. So the kibun, the miyud batul, the gabi raiv, since the majority of it is planted in a way which is not hukum l'shem dira, and the miyud becomes defined by the raiv as well. And therefore, it's like the whole thing is planted, and it's planted more than based Sasayim, so you got a problem. Then the Mechaber said, I feel even only has Sasayim, the truth is even less than Sasayim. As long as it's the Royim, and the whole thing is more than based Sasayim, we got a problem. So the total, if the total area is more than based Sasayim, so that requires heck of a shame deer. The roim of it is planted, even though the air which is planted with roim is less than base society. So theoretically, if you just enclose that alone, we'd be fine. But you didn't enclose just that; you closed the whole thing. The roim of it is planted, the roim which is not the shame deer. Therefore, like the whole thing is not the shame deer, and it's more than base society, not the shame deer. You can't care. This removes near the hood in Mexo, or if it's 50, even at 50-50, as long as the rib is not Nizra, then the area which is not planted is not nigger after the area which is planted. See, but it's half and half. So, if the area which is planted is only based Sasayim, we're good. And by Ritzalarim, Ben Malkim, Hazrua, the place which is planted with the Zroyim is only. So the majority of it is not put nigger after the meat. But you have a new problem, that there's an area which is part of this enclosure which is not the same dira. Well, that area is only less, is based on Simon, not more. Oh, no problem. So the meat doesn't undermine the roif. The meat itself is not a problem. The luyehe, the gabi dira nispat al machitza shehukul dira. The gabi didei nispat al machitza shehukul dira. Regards to at least that area where the karfiv is, where the zroyim are. More correct and more precise, where the zroyim are. Those machitzas are not the same deer anymore vis-a-vis this area. But this area is less than Beis Hasayim. Tam Kein Lav Midihu. So Beis Hasayim, Lutzara, Hook of the Deer, but up to and including Beis Hasayim is fine without the same deer. Yes, Beis Hasayim, Osir, Lutalta Bakula. However, if the whole area is 5, 6, 7 Beis Saw, And the majority of it is the same dira. But there is an area which is Zeroyim in Israel, which is different, is not the same dira, which is the Miyut, but it's more than the base Sasayim itself. So vis-a-vis that area, the heck of machitzas won't work for it. So now you have an area over here which you cannot carry in, and the rest of the area is part of the Miloya to the Nisr, which is also the Mokka, which is also the Mimatalta. So we're going to see this concept again and again, that if you have a place which directly is mutter, but it's porous, there's an open access from that. It's not a pesach, but a pre-pirtza. So Malkam Osir law, it answers that Malkam as well. So the lomd is why the Karfiv, the area of the Zroim prohibits the rest, is because theoretically, what's the problem? This part is not Hukul B'Shem Dira, but this part is Hukul B'Shem Dira. So why does this part undermine the Mechitzes? It doesn't really undermine the Mechitzes. What it does is it makes it this area Zasar. And this area now is immediately open in a very, very significant way to an area of Isser. So that so this becomes the Mokum, which is Zasar told. Okay.
It's mevatel mechitza
vis-a-vis itself, not vis-a-vis
itself, but not vis-a-vis the rest.
Right, but so I have a chutzner which you know, simple case. I have a chutzner which opens into a karmelis. So if I can theoretically have a situation where a chutzner opens up into a malkum, there's an area which is not significant. The fact that it has a pirtz is not the problem. The problem is it's porous to malkum also. In some cases, you might have a problem. It needs mechitzas for itself. But sometimes the problem is not the lack of mechitzas. The problem is the lack of being. The problem is being porous to malkum also.
That's right. So why is the being without the mechitza even an issue? I mean, that part is not hukum l'dira. So
it's a malkum which is also to carry.
Right. But what does that mean? It's without the mechitza.
It's like vis-a-vis itself. It's like the mechitzas are not mechitzas of hukum l'dira. Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at these Biurei Halacha a little bit. Okay, so the first point that the Biurei Halacha points out, Huk Harfav Yosef Mishasayim Hushok of the Dira. So this is really like a new side point which we didn't think about. Imurak based aside, so it's planted with Zroyim, and the whole area is less than base aside. So this is kula muta the talta bekula bekalem sheshav shebasoichem. So any kalem which started out Shabbos in this within these confines, you're allowed to carry them. So the Zohar make it as if it's not a place of dira. Rebbe Shetach, Shehu Rak Beis Sasayim, Lobin and Klal Shehei Mukaf Dira. We start with the Fila Imloy Hook of Klal the Shem Dira. Gam Ken Mutter, Afsha Zohar Mesech Karfiv. I'm not sure exactly what he's adding with that line. Okay. Now, so the Mizak the Bir Allah Mechols at the Inn. But we have a new problem. So the kalim which started out Shabbos in this karfiv, which is only based on Simon, not more. Not the shame dira. So you let him move it. There's no requirement of the shame dira by based on Simon or less. But that's relevant to kalim which started out Shabbos. But to carry kalim from the bayis to this karfiv, it's a problem because the karfiv is not l'shem dira. It's not considered an extension of the bayis. So why am I? It's like a different rishus. So I can't carry the kalim from the bayis till the car. Calls on the kelim shoshavs of besoichon. Now a kli habayis on the car for the car from the bayis also. The kibun shenis baltam men l'shem dira ayelei tzroyim by planting these grains. You undermine the status of the heck of the same dira. So carbon bias, they were sure you're saying it's like the two different places. Really important place is I'm Gamkin than a hockey. That's even as less based on time, that's going to be true. So he says, Kemi Sparmi Dibri Rosh, Kiposh Ramar, Kamam Sif Yud, Nal Dibri Rachananel, etc. So he paskins that Rabbi Yonah says, based on Sayyim, a sermon about the same dira. The Rabbi Yonah learns the law and says, if they are holy, it's only based on Sayyim or less, Zeroyim doesn't undermine the same dira. It's still considered a Kalva dira, and it's an extension of the bias. You can carry from the bias to it. But he's saying, no. We agree that it takes away the shame dira, but we don't care. You're allowed to carry in an area which is so small, even if it's not hukkah of the shame dira, as long as it's hukkah. But however, that will be relevant that it's no longer considered an extension of the bias. You cannot carry from it to the bias or bias to it. Okay. So now, it comes along. The Spear Locha, which I have underlined in my Mishnah Berurah. Talks about our cities. Now, which was the Rosh Mosh, the son of the Hokel, the ears, and the Kevashim. Shasham Ain Zorim, Shabasach, here, Mavatli, the heck of Deir Shalchim. Okay. So, starting with the case where you have an actual wall of a city. So what are you going to say about this area of Zeroyim? They should undermine the status of the heck of the shame deer of the city. Says he also, that's not true. Now, the house is built in the right order. It was the house and then the walls. Explains. The Chacham Tzvi had the word of Besim Nuntes. The Chacham Tzvi quotes the Rosh Shmuel. The Rosh Shmuel was the Rabbi Avuav. The Rabbi Shmuel Avuav was one. He was 1500s in Amsterdam. 1600s in the 1500s. So it's a very choshev tshuva sefer. Chamsi had to take the war of Simon and Tess. Avshim etchila gimgem the war. He originally starts to be question it. Okay, in the b'sayv his gimimoy b'shas atchak sheyavshel b'shemoy from the sakin that shleikoshu a rabim. He relies on this opinion that b'shas atchak that you have no other solution. You can rely on this opinion that the presence of an area of Zeroyim is not hooked with the same dira within your city. Does not answer the rest of the city. Rabbi Hitzagat Benoy Hagoyin the Yabit with Marksia and the Rabbi Chamsi's son Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Rabbi Marksia follows that approach as well. Now with Nira the Mari Shein Malkum Hazrua Godwin Mechitzes Al Paras Lachem. So here the case over here was. If you would take the area which is planted, and not for Shabbat purposes, but obviously you don't want people walking there, so you build a fence around it, a wall around it, to separate it out from the rest of the city, so then we have no problem. But it's not the case. El Porat Lachem is here. It's opened up to the rest of the city. Tevachi Bavari Lo Mahani Hekav Shalchaima. I'm sorry, no, he's saying the other way around. He's saying the opposite. That if it would have walls, and the walls of the city are not helping it at all, and then it's porous to. So it's porous to Makam Aser, and the Bechaim Zahir is not really helping the Zeroyim. So then the Zeroyim are distinct enough that they're going to ask the rest of the city.
How is it porous if the Zeroyim are walled out?
So if you would have one, if you would have an opening more than 10 amas.
Uh-huh.
So Batsim, the Chaim Seir is not helping it at all in regards to enclosure. So then it's its own place and its hook of Shalasim Dira, and now the rest of the city is porous to Makam Haser. He disagrees with what I just said. He is tied to near a double crusher, commercial safety. I come associated with Saber Base Mayor, which causes the I guess it's probably pretty tired. Shakasim Gam can behead the kid of Moreno. The Beis Meir says, like I said, Pratch Iker Kula had the heck of Chayma Eno Dabar Boroklal, especially since this whole hector of the enclosure of the city, it ain't so poshut. So, in this scenario, we already said, she goes, because of Hashit is a Rosh, and Mordechai, the Efshir, Gabi Chotel, and his Bible, Kala Machit, is Mishum Zeroyim. So the Rosh and Mordechai introduce an idea that Zeroyim would not be, and when it's a bona fide Chotel, where you're actually mamash using for Tashmish Edira, so the Zeroyim don't affect it. The term itself does not accept that psak. They say it's just he's being machmer, but Mikra then agrees. Serve the hakam shel chayma adif tvei, but even the chumra of the Torah doesn't apply because that's by. But this is even better than that. Ein shom bechacham tzvi b'marxia shem vork in the brain. Can the fima shevano b'sharat tzion should be pashas divrei kamer shenim shein shum chilik bein karfu lechotzer. This is an artificial chiluk that they're suggesting, and really a chotzer is not better than a karfif. So whatever din you say by karfif, you're going to say the same thing by chotzer. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem. So karfif, which is hooked up with deer, is a chotzer gomer. So the same thing by bona fide chotzer is a menolah lahakel b'chayim mamish. Why is the chayim any better? Come to say for Mar Mordechai, be say for Shir Bracha. Ain't daitem doichel lahakel avekos chayim. Chel akuponim ain't lahakel yotzim mimash k'savnu lamal. So halacha lemaisa, I don't want to be makel on this.
And if the Zeroyim were totally walled off, then that would be okay. The problem is that he's pointing.
If it's totally walled off, it wasn't porous to the rest of the city.
Then it's okay.
Right.
The problem is that it's mostly walled off, but there's some parts.
Right, so come on, the walls of the city are not really helping it at all, these arguments. So So it becomes its own makam, and it's a makam which is also to carry. And now the rest of the city is porous to a makam which is also to carry, so it becomes porous to a makam also, it becomes also to carry. That's what he's arguing. So the only case we're seeing matter is he's saying in a case where the argument that the Rosh is saying is that in a chotzer, which is like such a significant act of makam of tashmish, they've had that there's an area which is zeruah. Can't undermine the shame hook of Ladira, which is the rest of it. So it's Arabic. The shame makam hook of Ladira applies to everything. You're allowed to carry everywhere, even in the makam of Zeru. Right? So Zat Meshavura, that's very nice when it's enclosure. You can argue, make that argument when the enclosure is the walls of the city. When the enclosure is Badafka, not the walls of the city, has its own enclosure, so that doesn't make any sense. And once it doesn't make any sense, it's going to be 10 times, it's going to be much, and it's porous to it, it's going to be a problem.
But if you have some sort of pirza in this thing, aren't the walls of the city helping that particular part of the pirza? Like, in the end, it's not totally enclosed. If it was totally enclosed, then it wouldn't be either.
I'm not sure. I mean, vis-a-vis the Makam Hazarua, with the reason why you put walls around it because you don't want it to be, you don't want the people of the city to have access to it. The walls of the city don't do anything for it. I mean, they help you for the Genghis Khan, but we're not worried about Genghis Khan right now. We're worried about the people in the city, right? Maybe it helps the Genghis Khan, right? Don't ask me why that name fell in my head. Okay.
What time is Mincha?
Mincha is at, it's 8:25.
So we've got 4 minutes.
You got 4 minutes. Okay, so.
But at best, this heather was with the real wool on the city, not with the source of the
So we'll have to talk about that. Maybe we'll talk about that a little more about that tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, that's right. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
So I keep thinking today is Thursday.
I just want to touch on quickly what Irving touched on. Begin the next Birlocha. They made it as if they were not, it's not a makom of the dira. So once that's been true, even when the gzorim are removed, it's not a makom of the dira. They undermine the status of hekev. You have to redo the wall. The worst it pays. They don't truly undermine the hekev. But it doesn't work while the zroim are there because you don't live there. Therefore, take a shini stalka with zroim, cause our karfiv leteru, shokam itchil the dira. Okay, so that's the Mishmura points out that the Poiskim do not address this question.
Doesn't that depend on whether the initial walls were built when it was Zeruah or not Zeruah? He's assuming it's Choser Leterah Shugaf Mitchil, but maybe Mitchil was also.
Okay, it's just an interesting point. Even though his next riot pashas would not be totally on that. Now, just skip the brackets. We lost him. It sees on the next page. Flips over to the next page. On the base. Moshe Rashi was the question because the Zroim of Alam is Machitas Mash the Olam Oser. He holds it seems to say language that totally undermines the Hekev. The Dami command the Hekev shall Hashem Dira. Okay, because of Moshe Zeh. Balamor, you know, it's not going to run through it. Okay, so that's the question which he raises. We'll have to see what his answer is. Okay.